nightingale in your watch. Sing up, Sherry Man.
Oh, aren't you ever on the cold river?
Join me, Stefan, for Sails, Whales and Whiskey, where we play the greatest hits from the 1800s. Sea songs and shanties, New Zealand songs, and the best tracks from the folk tradition. Listen in to Sails, Whales and Whiskey on Thursdays at 6 o'clock and repeated the next Tuesday at 2.
Yeah, good afternoon and welcome to the fourth edition of Sails, Whales and Whiskey. My name's Stefan and we're going to give you a great show today, I think. The first song I'm going to play is one called Bring 'Em Down, and that goes into Hall in the Bowlin by The Young Tradition. This is the definitive version of both of these two songs. Thanks to Trevor Summers for the track.
Is me home from home.
Bring 'em down.
I'm rather eyed girls, they look so fine.
Bring 'em down.
Never a day behind the time.
Bring 'em down.
It's around Cape Horn we go.
Bring 'em down.
All through the ice and snow.
Bring 'em down.
Up the coast of Aleppo.
Bring 'em down.
Northward to Callao.
Bring 'em down.
And Callao girls I do adore.
Bring 'em down.
I take it all and ask for more.
Bring 'em down.
And Valley Po girls put on a show.
Bring 'em down.
I waggle their ass with a roll and go.
Bring 'em down.
It's back to Liverpool.
Bring 'em down.
I spend me pay like a bloody fool.
Bring 'em down.
Them Liverpool girls I do admire.
Bring 'em down.
I set your rig in all afire.
Bring 'em down.
I'm Liverpool born and bred.
Bring 'em down.
Long in the arm and thick in the head.
Bring 'em down.
Oh, rock and roll me over, boy.
Bring 'em down.
And get this damn job over, boys.
Bring 'em down.
All on the bowling, get this, me darling.
All on the bowling, the bowling,
all on the bowling, get this, comes from Liverpool.
All on the bowling, the bowling,
all on the bowling, so early in the morning.
All on the bowling, the bowling,
all on the bowling, at the old man is a growling.
All on the bowling, the bowling,
all on the bowling, before she starts a rolling.
All on the bowling, hall.
All on the bowling, but we don't know where we're going.
All on the bowling, hall.
All on the bowling, and we don't know where we're sailing from.
All on the bowling, hall.
All on the bowling, and the sooner we get going.
All on the bowling, hall.
All on the bowling, well, the sooner we comes home again.
All on the bowling, hall.
All on the bowling, it's a weary way to Liverpool.
All on the bowling, hall.
All on the bowling, it's a far cry to payday.
All on the bowling, hall.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, come rock and roll me over.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, come roll me down to Dover.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, let's all go on a jamboree.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, the watches are canalishing.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, the old man is a soaker.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, the chief mate is a croaker.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, the bosun's never sober.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, I bet you you're a rover.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, the salesy is a tailor.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, the gypsy ain't no sailor.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, in London there's me lover.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, in Bristol there's another.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, come all the way to Poland.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, the package is a-rolling.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, we'll either break or bend it.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, we're man enough to mend it.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, we'll all away and bend it.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, my sweetheart's young and tender.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, the shanty man's a joker.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, one more pull and choker.
Oh, do me Johnny Booker, do.
High enough!
G'day guys, that was Shanty Crew singing Johnny Booker. Before that, we had The Young Tradition singing Bring 'Em Down and Haulin' the Bowlin'. Both great tracks, I think. So the next song I'm going to play you is a song from Holland called Capron Varen. This is by a band called Nelson's Blood. And just a quick story about Nelson's Blood. When Nelson was finally killed, I can't remember which battle it was now, they put him in a... Well, the myth goes they put him in a barrel of rum to preserve his body. So preserve his body to back from to England. So the sailors would always call rum colloquially Nelson's Blood.
Die willen te Capron varen, moeten mannen met baarden zijn.
Al die willen te Capron varen, moeten mannen met baarden zijn. Jan, Joris en Cornel, die hebben baarden, die hebben baarden. Jan, Joris en Cornel, die hebben baarden, zij varen mee.
Al die ranzige tweebaklusten, moeten mannen met baarden zijn.
Al die ranzige tweebaklusten moeten mannen met baarden zijn. Jampie, Joris en Cornel, die hebben baarden, die hebben baarden. Jampie, Joris en Cornel, die hebben baarden, zij varen mee.
Al die deftige pijpjesmoren moeten mannen met baarden zijn.
Al die deftige pijpjesmoren moeten mannen met baarden zijn. Jampie, Joris en Cornel. Die hebben baarden, die hebben baarden. Jan, Pien, Joris en Cornel. Die hebben baarden, zij varen mee.
Al die met ons de walvis killen, moeten mannen met baarden zijn.
Al die met ons de walvis killen, moeten mannen met baarden zijn. Jan, Pien, Joris en Cornel. Die hebben baarden, die hebben baarden. Jan, Pien, Joris en Cornel. Die hebben baarden, zij varen mee.
Al die dood en de duivel die duchten, moeten mannen met baarden zijn.
Al die dood en de duivel die duchten, moeten mannen met baarden zijn. Jampie, Joris en Cornel, die hebben baarden, die hebben baarden. Jampie, Joris en Cornel, die hebben baarden, zij varen mee.
Die willen te Capron varen, moeten mannen met baarden zijn.
Al die willen te Capron varen, moeten mannen met baarden zijn. Jampie, Joris en Cornel, die hebben baarden, die hebben baarden. Jampie, Joris en Cornel, die hebben baarden, zij varen mee.
Alright, that was Nelson's Blood singing Capron Varen. So I'm going to sing you a song that I've had in my... I'm going to play you a song that I've had in my head for about 3 weeks, but I've never found a version that was good enough to play on the radio. This is a song called Billy O'Shea, and it's by a band called Blind Man's Bluff from Denmark, I believe. Anyway, these guys, instead of saying we all got drunk in Dublin City, these guys say we all got drunk in Langesund City. And Langesund is a place in southern Norway where they have a shanty festival every year. And my brother and I were lucky to play there a few years ago. And we went over there with our wives and our sister Shannon. And so I was really stoked to hear that these guys have included that in their song. Billy O'Shea by Blind Man's Bluff.
We all got drunk in Langesund City.
Fall down, you Billy.
When you all got drunk, and the more's the pity, and it's fall down, Billy O'Shea. We all lay down on St. Helena's Quay.
Fall down, you Billy.
When we woke up, we were out to sea. It's fall down, Billy O'Shea. And it's fall down, fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America. And it's fall down, Billy O'Shea. We are no sailors, Captain dear, fall down, me Billy. And a bit unhappy to reef us dear, fall down, Billy O'Shea. The captain said, I got a cure for that, fall down, me Billy. And here's for the start, is the dust of a cat, it's fall down, Billy O'Shea. And it's fall down, fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for a merry Kay, and it's fall down, Billy O'Shea. We send them up to the topmast yard, fall down, me Billy. When he hit the deck, he took it hard, it's fall down, Billy O'Shea. We wrapped him up in the canvas sail, fall down, me Billy. And we lowered him gently over the rail, it's fall down, Billy O'Shea. And it's fall down, fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America, and it's fall down, Billy O'Shea. Side and down he goes, fall down, me Billy. He's come a Davy Jones with a stitch through his nose, and it's fall down, Billy O'Shea. And it's fall down, fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for a merry Kay, and it's fall down, Billy O'Shea. And it's fall down, fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for a merry Kay, and it's fall down.
Fall Down Billy O'Shea by Blind Man's Bluff. My brother was just texting me and we were just reminiscing about our time when we were in Langeson. Langeson's a small like seaside town, I guess similar to Warkworth if you're familiar with that little town just north of Auckland. And I remember we were drinking there with the guys after the shanty festival where they drink the rest of the beer and the alcohol that they had left over from the festival, and they had their big, big sing-along. And I remember walking home at about 3 o'clock in the morning back to the hotel, and it was just twilight. It wasn't even dark, and it struck me as really, really, really odd. Anyway, enough of that. This one's Talkwana Girls by New Zealand Seamen's Institute.
Oh, I've been a sea cook and I've been a clipper man. I can sing, I can dance, I can walk the jib boom. I can handle the harpoon and cut a fine figure as soon as I get in about standing room.
And we rant and we roar like true born young whalemen. We rant and we roar on deck or below until we see bottom inside the two sinkers. And straight up the channel the West Gull will go.
I was in Talkwana last year in the Waila. I bought some gold earrings for the girls in the bay. I bought me a pipe and they called it a millstone, and it melted like butter on a hot shiny day.
And we rant and we roar like true born young whalemen. We rant and we roar on deck or below until we see bottom inside the two sinkers. And straight up the channel the West Gull will go.
I went to a dance last year in Old Tomkins. There was plenty of girls there as fine as you'd wish. There was one pretty maiden a chewing tobacco, just like a young kitten a chewing fresh fish.
And we rant and we roar like true born young whalemen. We rant and we roar on deck or below until we see bottom inside the two sinkers. And straight up the channel to West Gull we'll go.
Here's a health to the girls of Old Talkwana, a health to the maidens of far off Maui, and let's just be merry, don't be melancholy. I thought merry is all or a jokey I'd be.
And we're rant and we're roar, like true born young whalemen. We're rant and we're roar, on deck or below, until we see bottom inside the two sinkers. And straight up the channel to West Gull we'll roar.
All right, Talkwana girls. Now, another DJ that you guys will know, Trevor Summers, and I are getting together to do some music. So we'll be playing down at Malone's. Now, my shanty band from the city is going to come over as well and play on the 24th, which is two Fridays from now, depending, of course, when you listen to it. 24th of May, Friday, down at Malone's. If you like this sort of music, we will be there trying to put right the first time we played there, and it was a bit of a drunken debacle. The next song I'm going to play you now is one called The Bigler from Tom and Chris Castle. This is a song about a ship that was in the Great Lakes region of Northern America. I think this one's set maybe in Detroit or somewhere like that. Just an example of the shanties are not only for ocean-going ships, but also for the ones that ply the craft in the Great Lakes region, and this is from that tradition.
Come all me boys and listen, and the song I'll sing to you. It's all about the Bigler and of her jolly crew. In Milwaukee last October, I had chanced to get a sight on the schooner called the Bigler, belonging to Detroit. It was on a Sunday morning, about the hour of 10, the Robert Emmett towed us out into Lake Michigan. We set sail where she left us in the middle of the fleet, and the wind being from the south, though we had to give her sheet. But the wind chopped round the south, southwest and blew both fresh and strong, and gently through Lake Michigan the Bigler she rolled on. And far beyond her foaming bow the flashing waves did fling, with every inch of canvas set her course was wing and wing. But the wind that came ahead before we reached the Manitou's, $3 and a half a day just suited the Bigler's crew. From there into the Beavers we steered her full and by, and we kept her to the wind, me boys, closer she would lie. And
let's watch her, catch her, jump up in her juju-juju, give her sheath and let her slide, the boys will push her through. You ought to see us howling as the wind was blowing free on our passage down to Buffalo from Milwaukee.
And Walshanks, the entrance to the straits, we might have passed the fleet had they hoped to and wait. But we drove them all before us, the prettiest you ever saw, clear out into Lake Huron through the Straits of Mackinac. Well, the sweepstakes she took eight in tow, and all of us fore and aft. She towed us down through Lake St. Clair and set us on the flats. She parted the hunter's tow line in trying to give relief, but stem and stern went the Bigler into the boat they call Maple Leaf.
And it's watch her, catch her, jump up in her jibber-jew, give her sheet and let her slide, the boys will push her through. You ought to see us howling as the winds are blowing free on our passage down to Buffalo from Milwaukee.
Then she towed us outside the river light, Lake Erie for to roam, and the blustering winds to fight. And the wind being from the south, and oh, we paddle our own canoe, with her nose pointed for the dummy she's hellbent for Buffalo. And now we're safely landed in Buffalo Creek at last, and under Rig's elevator the Bigler she's made fast. And in some lager beer saloon we'll let the bottle pass, for we're all jolly shipmates and we'll take a social glass.
And it's watch her, catch her, jump up in her jibber-jew, give her sheet and let her slide, the boys will push her through. You ought to see us howling as the winds were blowing free on our passage down to Buffalo from Milwaukee.
And it's
watch her, catch her, jump up in her jibber-jew,
jibber-jew. Give her sheet and let her slide, the boys will push her through. You ought to see us howling as the winds are blowing free on our passage down to Buffalo from Milwaukee.
My parents mad at me out young, teen old cattle beef called the dog. His lover was done and mine new sprung, so I'll fly the plains of my laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, mountain all again, hey, oh. For I would leave my good beats dark, and say would I my good kill yet. Say would I my old bald lab to fly the plains with my laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Mountain all gang wee, oh. And when the old cattle lay fast asleep, out to his arms she did quickly creep, and the keys of the cabin she did keep, and she's flown the plains with a laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, mountain all again, oh. The old cattle walking down the horn, the sheep's were calling, she was a war with a wake to her cell in Gowden, ah. She's flown the plains with a laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, mountain all gang wee, oh. It's heel gang doom to yon sea shore, and you'll see a ship, but she was a fool. You'll speed at the skipper if she's been there, or if any of a sailor saw her, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, mountain all gang wee, oh. And as she sailed out our yon lee, she drank a toast to Rick and Marley. She's thrown the wine glass into the sea, for joy she has found with her laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, mountain all gang wee, when she landed over yon lee, she was lady of 50 ploughs and 3. Lady of 50 ploughs and 3, and she dearly lose her laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, mountain all gang wee, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, hey bunny laddie, mountain. Come bunny laddie, mountain go, mountain all gang wee, oh.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio 88.3 and 107.4, and of course streamed on the internet at waihekeradio.org.nz. So that was Mountain Go by Archie Fisher. Before that we had The Bigler by Tom and Chris Castle, but of course it's a traditional song. I'm going to play you a song by William Pint and Felicia Dale. It's a traditional song, of course. I've been playing a few of them in my last few shows. I've just fallen in love with their arrangement. It's just a beautiful song. I don't usually go for the sentimental style shanties, but I really hope that you enjoy this one here. It's called Johnny Todd.
Johnny Todd, he took a notion for to cross the ocean wide. and he left his love behind him, walking by the Liverpool tide. Seven weeks she wept in sorrow, tore her hair and wrung her hands, until she met a kindly sailor walking by the Liverpool Strand. Pretty maid, why are you weeping for your Johnny gone to sea? If you wed with me tomorrow, I will kind and constant be. I will buy you sheets and blankets, I'll buy you a wedding ring. You shall have a golden cradle for to rock your baby. To fight the foreign foe, do not leave your love like Johnny. Marry her before you go. Johnny Todd came home from sailing, sailing on the ocean wide. But the love he left behind him was another sailor's
bride. Right, that was Johnny Todd by William Pint and Felicia Dale. We're going to play you get rid of the sentimental stuff for a while, and we'll go back to Louis Killen singing Blood Red Roses. Enjoy.
Our boots and clothes is all in pawn.
Go down, you blood red roses. Go down,
and it's flaming drafty round Cape Horn.
Go down, you blood red roses. Go down. Oh, your pinks and posies, go down, your blood-red roses, go down.
It's around Cape Horn we all must go.
go down, you blood-red roses. Go down
around all stiff to the frost and snow.
Go down, you blood-red roses. Go down,
oh, your pinks and posies.
Go down, you blood-red roses. Go down,
oh, me dear old mother, she wrote to me.
Go down, you blood-red roses.
Go down,
me dearest son, come home from sea.
Go down, you blood-red roses.
Go down,
oh, your pinks and posies.
Go down, you blood-red roses.
Go down,
it's growl you may, but go you must.
Go down, you blood-red roses.
Go down,
if you growl too hard, your red veil bust.
Go down, you blood-red roses.
Go down,
oh, your pinks and posies.
Go down, you blood-red roses.
Go down,
oh, one more pull and that'll do.
Go down, you blood-red roses.
Go down,
bow where the boys to kick her through.
Go down, you blood-red roses.
Go down,
oh, your pinks and posies.
Go down, you blood-red roses.
Go down.
Sales, Wales and Whiskey, you're with Stefan listening to Waiheke Radio on 107.4 and 88.3. That was Blood Red Roses, sung by Lou Killen. A variant of that is a World War I New Zealand Army marching song, but I can't find a good version of the variant, so I'll try and dig it out, or if I can't find one, I'll record it myself. I'm going to play you a song called Dead Horse Shanty. This is by a lady called Robin Holcomb. This was the dead horse story is quite an interesting one. When the sailors would leave, particularly England, they would get about 30 days out going down to sort of the eastern side of South America and the western side of Africa into a place they called the horse latitudes, and that's when the horses would normally start dying and not being able to survive the sea journey, so they would end up throwing them overboard. But it also became a metaphor for working off the advance that you get when you're a sailor. So before you sign on a ship, they give you 30 days pay so you can settle your debts and make sure your kids are fed and that. But of course, a lot of the guys spent it on getting drunk as. But technically, for the first 30 days of your voyage, you were working for free because you'd already been paid it. And so about the 30th day, they would come and do the dead horse shanty. They'd parade a animal they made out of old canvas, stuffed it with straw, and hoisted it up to the main yard, cut it loose, and then watch it float away, and they'd sing the shanty, the dead horse shanty.
Poor old man came riding along, and we say so, and we hope so. Poor old man came riding along, poor old man. Well, poor old man, your horse, he must die, and we say so, and we hope so. Poor old man, your horse, he must die. say so, and we hope so. Give them their grog for the 30th day. Purple man, then up they locked to the main yard arm, and we say so, and we hope so. Then cut him adrift and he'll do no harm. Poor old man. Hey, poor old man came right.
Husband's a salty for top man, he's a charmer that costs don't you know. He puts his head down a good funnel and shouted come up from below. It bells,
it bells,
it bells,
it bells, rouse out there or from below.
It bells,
it bells,
it bells,
it bells, rouse out there or from below.
Now my husband is shipped on a whaler, bound out for the cold northern seas, and being a stout-hearted sailor, he fought not for ice, snow, nor breeze. Eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells, rouse out there the watch from below.
Eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells, rouse out there the watch from below.
Now to be in the barrow was handy, and a sign of a whale when she blows, and being in the longboat was dandy, the smartest young tar ever rode.
Eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells, eight bells, rouse out there to watch from below.
Eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells, rouse out there to watch from below.
That the end of his watch, so he fancies, for to go to his bunk quickly, oh, cause he wanted to think of his Nancy. So he shouted, come up from below.
Eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells,
rouse out there the watch from below.
Eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells, rouse out there the watch from below.
Now my husband's no longer a sailor, but he often wakes up in the night, wishing that he still loved the whaler, shouts out with the greatest delight.
Eight bells!
Eight Bells by Storm Along John. If you notice, that song was sung from the female perspective, and I've got another song here that I've discovered. I said I wasn't going to get into the sentimental stuff, but just going to break my word immediately. We're going to play you a song called Long Years Ago by Shirley Collins. It's just a really, really beautiful song that I've stumbled across, and I'd like to play it for you. Here it is.
Long years ago when I was young, the flowers bloomed and the birds they sung. A sailor and his lovely bride lay sleeping by the ocean. It's scarce 6 months since we were wed, but oh how fast the time is fled. And I must go at the break of day, when the great ship bears my love away. No more. She sits weeping by the ocean shore. The ship went down in the howling of the storm. and the waves consumed his lifeless form.
That was Shirley Collins playing Long Years Ago, gorgeous song. So my all-time favourite hero probably is a guy called Luke Kelly. Those who are folkies will absolutely know him, and I consider it my life's mission to evangelise his amazing work. Even if you have heard of him and you like him, in my opinion you don't like him nearly enough. Here is him singing a Ewan McColl song called The Bonnie Shoals of Herring, and it really... is an incredible song. I thought it was a pretty average song until I heard him sing it. Now it's one of my favourites. Enjoy.
With our nets and gear, we're faring on the wild. It's out there on the deep we harvest and reap our bread as we hunt the bonny shoals of a herring. Oh, it was a fine and a pleasant day. Out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger. We were following the shoals of herring. Now you're up on deck, you're a fisherman. Swear and show a manly bearing. Take your turn on watch with the other fellas as you're hunting for the shoals of herring. Now we fished the swart and the broken bank. I was cook and I the quarter sharing. And I used to sleep standing on me feet as we hunted for the shoals of herring. We left the home grounds in the month of June, and for canny shields we soon were bearing with 100 cran of the silver darlings taken from the shoals of herring. In the stormy seas and the living gales, just to earn your daily bread you're bearing, from the Dover Straits to the Faroe Islands, and you're hunting for the shoals of herring. Keep and I paid me way, and I earned the gear that I was wearing, sailing
not 10 million fishes. We were hunting after shoals of herring. Your net rope man now, boy, you're on the move, and you're learning all about seafaring. That's your education, scraps of navigation, as you hunt the bunny shoals of herring. Night and day the seas were daring. Come wind or calm or winter gale,
okay, that's your Luke Kelly lesson done for another week. We'll get back into the straight-up shanties now. This is Steve Benbow singing Santiana.
Well, we're sailing down the river from Liverpool.
Heave away, Santiana.
The wind is high and the holds are full
on the plains of Mexico.
So we'll heave her up and away we'll go.
Heave away, Santiano.
Heave her up and away we'll go, all on the plains of Mexico.
Oh, have you heard the latest news?
Heave away, Santiano.
The Yankees, they took Veracruz,
all on the plains of Mexico.
So we'll
heave her up and away we'll go.
Heave away, Santiano.
Heave her up and away we'll go, all on the plains of Mexico.
A dollar and a half is a shellback stole.
Heave away, Santiano.
The times are hard, the wages low,
all on the plains of Mexico.
So we'll heave her up and away we'll go.
Heave away, Santiano.
Heave her up and away we'll go, all on the plains of Mexico.
Mexico!
That was Steve Benbow singing Santiano. So considering it's New Zealand Music Month, apparently, in May, I'll sing you probably, I'm going to say it, probably New Zealand's best folk sea song. This is Soon May the Wellerman Come, written in the early 1800s, about the Australian family, the Wellerman, who would supply the whaling crews. This is sung by Gavin Asher, who's from the Maritime Crew. Now he's now left, but he spent a lot of time in Waiheke. This goes out to him and his lovely wife, Cara.
There was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Billy of Tea. The wind blew up and about, up, down. Oh, blow, my bully boys, blow.
Soon may the wellerman come, bring us sugar, tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go.
We had not been 2 weeks from shore, went down on her right well bore. The captain called all cans and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
Soon may the wellerman come, bring us sugar, tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. All hands to the deck, harpooned and fought her, and she dived down below.
Soon may the wellerman come, bring us sugar, tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go.
No line was slacked, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, for he belonged to the wellerman's creed. She took that ship in tow.
Soon may the wellerman come, bring us
sugar, tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go.
For 40 days or even more, the line went slack and tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go.
Soon may the wellman come, bring us sugar, tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go.
As far as I've heard, the fight's still on, the line's not cut and the whale's not gone, and the wellerman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all.
Soon may the wellerman come, bring us sugar, tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the wellerman come, bring us sugar, tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go.
The good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead, a whore in bed, and a mast of a phallic genus. The captain of the lugger was known as a filthy bugger, declared unfit to shovel grit from one ship to another.
Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead, a whore in bed, and a mast of a phallic genus.
The cabin boy's name was Chipper, a randy little nipper. He made a pass with a broken glass and circumcised the skipper.
Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead, a whore in bed, and a mast of a phallic genus.
The first mate's name was Morgan, by gosh, he was a gorgon. From half past eight he played till late upon the captain's organ.
Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead, a whore in bed, and a mast of a phallic genus.
The captain's wife was Charlotte, born and bred a harlot. Her thighs at night were lily white, by morning they were scarlet.
Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead, a whore in bed, and a mast of a phallic genus.
The captain's daughter Mabel, though young, was fresh and able to fornicate with the second mate upon the chart room table.
Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead, a whore in bed, and a mast of a phallic genus.
The captain's youngest daughter was washed into the water. Her plaintive squeals announced that eels had found her sexual quarter.
Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead, a whore in bed, and a mast of a phallic genus.
The ship's dog's name was Rover. We turned that poor thing over and ground that faithful hound from Tenerife to Dover.
Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead, a whore in bed, and a mast of a phallic genus.
And when we reached our station, through skillful navigation, the ship got sunk in a wave of spunk from too much fornication.
Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead, a whore in bed, and a mast of a phallic genus.
All right, that was a good ship Venus by Oscar Brand, off an album I got called Bawdy Briny Ballads. Oscar Brand sings Sea Porn, but I've heard the original version of that, and I'd pretty much call that soft sea porn, I'd say. Before that was Gavin Ashes in the Maritime Crew singing "All Soon May the Wellmen Come." I'm going to play you a song by the Dubliners now called The Waterford Boys.
For fun diversion we have met together, I tell you, from Waterford hither we came. We crossed the big ocean in dark stormy weather, our pockets were light and our hearts were the same. Sad at leaving old Ireland, we're once more on dry land. By the roadside a tavern I chanced for to spy, and as I was melting me pockets I felt, and for the price of a drink I was mortally dry. For
we are the boys with such fun and such eloquence, drinking and dancing and all other joys. For ructions, destructions, diversion and gentlemen
man's who's to compare with the Waterford boys?
In the tavern I roll, in the landlord he's troll, and good Morris says he, and says I, if you please, will you give me a bed, and then bring me some bread and a bottle of port and a small piece of cheese. My bread and cheese ended, I then condescended to take my repose. Sure I bade him good night, when under the clothes I was trying to doze, for I stuck in me toes and then popped out the light. Well, I wasn't long sleeping when I heard something creeping and gnawing and chawing around the bedpost. My breath I suspended, but the noise never ended. Thinks I, you have damnable claws for a ghost. Now, to make myself easy, for I felt rather lazy, well, over me head I again pulled the clothes. You're a Moses, what's that? Should a great big jack rat with one leap from the floor jumped right up to me nose. For
we are the boys with such fun and such eloquence, drinking and dancing and all other joys, for corruptions, destruction, diversion and devilment, who's to compare with the Waterford boys?
Well, I reached for a hobnail and made up a bobtail and wrestled with rats till the clear light of day, when the landlord came in and he says with a grin, for your supper and bed you 5 shillings to pay. 5 shillings for what? Now don't be disgracing yourself, says I to the rogue, if you please, when I can't sleep with these rats, you've the devil's own face in you to charge me 5 shillings for dry bread and cheese. Oh, the landlord went raring and leaping and tearing, he jumped through the window and he kicked in the door. When he could go no further, he roared me, you murdered these rats, they are rating me up by the score. Sure, they sleep in me stables, they ate from me table, they've wrestled me dogs and they've killed all me cats. Trotting, says I, you give me those 5 shillings and I'll tell you a way to get rid of the rats. Nay, well then, says he, well, invite them to supper and dry bread and cheese lay before them, be sure, never mind if they're willing, but charge them 5 shillings and divil the rat will you ever see more.
That was the Waterford Boys. I cut that one off short because I'm running out of time here. But I'd like to play you a song called Paddy West. This was a this will finish the show off. It's about a boarding house master called Paddy West. When the sailors went on ships, they would stay on shore and stay at these guys' boarding houses, kind of like, you know, backpackers or something like we have today. A lot of them would make money off the ship's owners. When they couldn't get sailors, they would convince these guys, sometimes drug them and sign them up on ships and send them over the sea. And by the time they found out, it was too late. So this is the Clancy Brothers, Tommy Makem, singing Paddy West. Have a really good week, and I'll see you next time.
As I was walking down London Road, I came to Paddy West's house. He gave me a feed of American hash, and he called it Liverpool Scouse. He said, there's a ship that's a wanting hands, another you'll quickly sign. The mate is a tyrant, the bosun's worse, but she will suit you fine. Put on your dungaree jacket and walk up looking your best, and tell them that you're a poor sailor lad that came from Paddy. Man, right?
young lad that came from Paddy West.
There's only one thing for you to do before you sail away. Just step around the table with the bullocks on display. And if they ask where you ever at sea, you can say 10 times round the horn. You can tell them that you're a sailor since the day that you was born.
Put on your dungaree jacket and walk up looking your best, and tell them that you're a poor sailor lad that came from Paddy West.